Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I will remind everyone that 2 weeks ago in real time, did hear the werewolf, before he was removed of his head, say that he did not think that the skull was cursed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't think so. But then at the last, as we're crossing the threshold of the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, it's not the Temple of Doom, it's the Crusade, I totally just stop holding it. Just so I'm not, like, just for a second, I'm like, oh, you guys are carrying it outside of the threshold. Wasn't me that stole it. And then I help a little bit as we leave.
You are the worst kind of person. You hear Lank's voice echoing in.
I really wanted to do something else, too, but I can't now. Now we're all gone with this damn dragon head. Oh, well. It's fine.
Chance is lost.
It is lost.
That's not done yet.
To kill Batwhack another day.
You can curse me and get me to drop this thing on my head. I mean... Yeah?
See, like, I'm afraid of touching the treasure myself, but I like wanna take a piece of the treasure and plant it on Bathwax somehow, but I can't. We're already moving this dragon around. It's too bad. Chance is lost.
There is no can't in D&D.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's welcoming it. I can't kill Bathwax. It'd be terrible because we don't know what the curse is.
No, you do not. It's Barovia. It can't be that bad.
Yeah, but, like, it's so bad, because, like, I want to do it. Like, I feel like Will would totally do that.
I want to do it!
I want to do it! We're already...
Make your familiar do it.
Oh, yeah, it was totally not me. It was my Bernard. Oh, Bernard would be so disappointed.
No, I meant make Bernard touch it.
Bernard, would you be cursed?
I don't know. Do you want... I'm not going to ask the question.
Would you be cursed, Bernard?
I said I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just going to ask if you wanted something, but I'm not going to finish that question.
Why?
Because I'm afraid what you might say.
Oh, you know I wouldn't make you touch a cursed treasure. Really? You think I'm that bad of a person? Fine.
Touch it!
Fine, touch it! See how you... What you say has consequences. I'm your older brother. I know more.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
This is your fault. Mm-hmm. Remember.
Totally on you.
All right.
Oh, well, there's always Kitty.
Hey! I'm not there.
So you all hear Will muttering to himself under his breath the whole way out of this place. You work your way back through the cave and emerge into the dour, barely more brightly lit exterior of the cave. The rain is thundering down. Lank and Rafina have just stopped spinning. Lank looks very dizzy. You hear the last trills of Rafina's prayer echoing across the tops of the trees. Yeah, literal trills. It became a mariachi song.
That sounds like a mariachi song.
Nailed it. All right, these three come out with the dragon skull between them, hefted. It looks bigger once you get it outside somehow.
Whoa.
It's not actually bigger.
I'm going to telepathically call Steed, who's out in the woods somewhere. Foraging.
Steed! I love Steed Corral.
I want to see if we can put this on Steed.
Oh.
You guys, I'm going to have to put out on the extender on my terrarium to carry this thing around.
She's already, like, guiding it underneath. Yeah.
Does your terrarium have a saddle?
A saddle? I have a saddle in it.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
We could attach your terrarium to a saddle and, you know, put the... Well, anyway, it seems pretty complicated.
You're going to put the skull on the terrarium and then put the terrarium on the horse?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you wanted to know if my terrarium could sit in a saddle.
Yeah, like if it had one already attached.
I thought you just wanted one that was inside of it to saddle up Steve Corral. Steed Corral.
Steed. Don't be ridiculous.
I think we're on the same page now. This is great, guys. All right.
Oh, good. I'm going to leave the preparations to Rufina.
What?
To get Steed ready to carry the skull.
Come here, Steed. Come on, boy.
You set it up there and you're holding it, like kind of balancing it there. You turn around and you look back and she has somehow lashed this thing perfectly to the top of this horse.
Of course.
I'm going to give her a very gentle high five.
Aww.
No, you won't, because your idea of gentle is like knocking me flat.
True story.
True story.
And Rufina's idea of compassion is Lank's injured again. I'm not wasting my shit on him. God, is he not dead yet? Oh, yeah, he's going to be healed as my arm's hanging off.
Yeah, seriously. Ew. God, so needy.
So, you've got this thing hooked up to Steed, and Esmeralda says, "Whoa, that's quite a load you got there. What are we doing with this?"
Will knows exactly what we're going to do. No, actually, we have no idea.
Well, you may not know this, Esmeralda, but we have a set of cards that we are using to guide our daily agendas. And there's one that tells us that we need to return this to its owner in order to have a lot of power.
It doesn't. Don't we have to return it to its resting place?
Its resting place.
Well, what's the difference? I'd like to quibble over the semantics here. Resting place. We need to go to the place to which it belongs.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Well, do we know where that is?
I nope. think we may have killed every person who could answer that question. Did they ever tell you, Nat?
He just shakes his head.
I'm sure Nat is not pleased to see this dragon skull.
Probably PTSD trigger immediate. Memories. Even though we just saw it 20 minutes ago.
No, but why would he want something from his captors?
No, agreed. Yes. You also just took one of the stones from on top of his cage just for the hell of it. Just shove it in his face. Remember this?
Did we? I mean, like, what if we, like, crack it open? Maybe there's something inside.
I mean, it is a
maybe
skull.
It's a pinata. The world's heaviest.
Rufina, sing that song again.
No, you know what? I think it's a Tootsie Pop. You have to lick it off.
Yeah, go ahead, Bathwack.
How many licks to the middle of the dinosaur skull? Oh, wait, it's a dragon.
Nick says, okay, I'll do it.
Lank turns to Bathwack. Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the center of that giant skull?
You suddenly hear a... No, but, I mean, in terms of cracking it open, I mean, it's... You can see, like, from behind, it's like a skull. Like, it's... You can see into it from the behind and below.
Right. And
I mean, you don't see anything. There's nothing really... I mean, unless you think it's within the actual walls of the bone itself. It's not like the inside, like the mouth of the skull is a mystery to you. It is empty.
Hmm.
She says, well, have you heard of any dragons or seen anything that would make you think that there might be something, some place where this might belong?
No, I don't think we need to carry it anywhere, but these guys wanted to. I don't think that we haven't heard of anything.
Well, there have been other bones and graves. There's Petrovna's grave. There's the bones that we found in the church.
I mean, did any of the graveyards have any very, very, very large graves that could be for a dragon? I mean, really think. Have you not encountered any sign or image of dragons or anything along your travels? Oh. Something that might prove to be a touchstone in your minds. Perhaps a place you might think you might want to return.
You are asking the wrong people, lady.
Here's where we lose the game because we can't.
Oh my god, wait. I remember making a joke, and this might not be right, but I remember making a joke about how Bathwack's head, I was going to put his head up on a post. Is that what it was? It was a dragon, wasn't it a dragon head? But it was like a stone. It was like it was before Valaki. But all I remember was because I made a joke about putting Bathwack's head up there too. Is that what it is, Esmeralda DM?
I love that the way you remember is via Will making fun of Batflack. That's amazing. Suddenly, Will has a flash in his mind.
Yeah.
He does remember mercilessly teasing Batwhack as they came across. You were traveling from Vallaki to the winery.
Oh.
And on the main road, there was a southern spur that headed southward from the main road. And at the head of this spur, there were two columns flanking the road.
Oh,
and atop one was a weathered dragon head made of stone.
I cannot believe that I remember that. I cannot believe that I remember that. I was like, there wasn't any dragons. And then I'm like, oh my god, no.
So suddenly Will remembers that.
Suddenly I remember that.
That's impressive, Will. I don't know that you remember that yet. Sorry.
You know that Will is feeling...
That's true.
Memorable. No. I'm so memorable.
He's feeling impressed with himself.
He's feeling...
Surprised.
Surprised, actually, probably. Like, wait a second. Oh my god. Whoa.
He's feeling whoa.
Shocked. Like, wait a second. But that's so far away. I don't want to... Do I even mention it? That's so far away. That's my feeling.
Is Will just saying that because everything is far away? Or
it seems like, how are we supposed to make that connection? I mean, I guess you're making this a heavy hint, so it must be right. But it's bizarre. Like, there was no other... How would one make that connection, usually? I guess if you talk to the
only place that we think of dragons around here, right? Are there any other dragons anywhere that we can think of?
I mean, the only... That's what he says out loud. He's like, well, the only place I can remember, I guess, is that... And he says what you said. That the explanation of, like, between Vallaki and the winery, that there was a stone dragon head. But I don't see... I don't know if that means anything. I mean, that's just a stone dragon head. That's it. That's it, guys. So I guess we don't know. Let's put the dragon skull down, says Will.
I sense a lot of indecision.
I mean, I say that stuff out loud.
Oh, wait, so you even say the part about the stone dragon. I see.
He shares that he remembers that's the only dragon-y thing they've encountered. But he's like, does that really make sense for us to travel all the way there to just see if this dragon... Should we leave the skull here? I don't know.
Let's bring it.
Let's go back to Madame Eva and ask her. And if we pass it on the way... We'll just try it out.
But hold on. I'm confused about where we even are. Are we north of Vallaki?
You are east?
There's like a lake near there. And
so
I thought there were wolves around there.
You are definitely east of Kresk.
East.
And west of Vallaki. So you're between Kresk and Vallaki. You are north of the main road that joins the two. You have caught sight of a mountain lake, which... Esmeralda mentioned to you as there was a tower there where Rictavio had been holed up. But yeah, so again, you're somewhere between Kresk and Vallaki, which was also where this spur was. It's somewhere between Kresk and Vallaki on the main road.
Oh,
so maybe it's not actually that far.
Of all the places you've been, it's... Yeah, I was gonna say,
it is far!
Of all the places you've been, it might be one of the closest.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but I'm a little bit hesitant to bring Nat with us.
Yeah.
Like, how far to bring Nat back to Vallaki? We have an idea.
Well, it depends on how you would want to go. You could try to bushwhack. You could try to get back to the main road. Either way, you don't think you'll get there today.
Yikes.
It's starting to get late.
All right.
Oh, yay! Can we rest?
Yeah, is it raining? Still?
It is heavily raining.
Oh my god, do we have to stay here? Uh-oh.
That could be bad.
Stay in this cave.
You could decide. It's not nighttime yet.
Have we passed any likely shelters?
This is the most likely, certainly.
Oh, God.
No, but have we passed any likely shelters that are not wolf heads?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we cleaned this one out pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, so we should kill the last werewolf. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you think you're good there, I mean, aside from
I guess that's true.
And Batwhack's feeling of dread in that one cavern... I mean, there's lots of signs of children having fought each other and being eaten.
Huh.
It's, you know, it's par for the course.
Yeah.
Esmeralda also mentions that There is the tower by the lake. We could probably stay there if...
Oh, can we make that? Can we get there before nightfall, Esmeralda?
I mean, right now you have a few hours travel, you would think, still. Again, not enough to get to Vallaki, but, yeah, she says definitely enough to get down to the... I mean, you could, like I said, you can see the lake from where you are. You're kind of up above it.
Should we ask Nat his opinion?
Yeah, would you rather stay here, or would you rather stay in another place?
Let's see how many NPCs we can get.
Yeah, you don't finish the second part of that question. He's shaking his head, and the cat's like, why the fuck would you ask him that? And Bernard's like, yeah, come on, let's go. And
yeah, gross. This place, I don't want to sleep in a cave. I've never even been in a cave before. Gross.
There's no mattress here.
All right.
No mattresses are here, except for ones made out of, like, children's skin or something shitty like that. So let's go. The pigtails of little girls have filled many a mattress here. I don't want to sleep on them.
That's something that we would not stand for in Tivoli.
We would not.
No pigtail mattresses. Maybe exactly. Ones actually made from pigs' tails.
Ew, no, not that either.
Gross. Those are the cheap ones. They're kind of soft.
So are we going the wrong, like the opposite direction if we go to that tower? You said we're closest to this junction of the road. Like,
it's hard to say. I mean, you've been off-road for a little while because you've been tracking the werewolves. You haven't been following the road. So you think you probably haven't passed based on what you remember where those pillars were. You don't think you've gotten that far. So, and the tower is towards Vallaki versus towards Kresk. So you would think you probably would be generally heading in the right direction.
All right. Well, all right. I'll vote for going to this tower, taking some rest, and then we can decide in the morning.
Okay.
I'm with Bathwax, says Nick.
That's a shock. Right.
Of course you are. We all know that you are with Bathwax. Romantically.
Romantically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to stay in a cave. Gross. Are there beds in this tower? Is it clean? Is it appropriate for people to stay in, or is it like a creepy witch's tower? Where are we headed?
Right, are we making a step up by going from Wolf Cave to ?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, part of it, it's not a very large tower. Part of it is in a bit of disrepair, but there is a bed that he had probably been using. But it's large enough for us all to fit, so I think it'll be...
person bed. Perfect.
If we go head to toe to head to
we
toe.
We did just clean house here. I mean, this is a cave. It's except for that one room. It's rather, I mean, we don't... If we stay here near the entrance, it's not horrible.
How likely is it that this tower has been infiltrated by something evil?
Yeah, I mean, I have been there.
How likely is it that this cave won't be re-infiltrated in the next couple of minutes?
Yeah,
that's also a question.
We'll be staying in either of them. So,
is there a statue of Mother Night over in the tower?
No,
my question was real.
Well, mine is too.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Answer my question.
Other people started shouting over you, dear. Could you please repeat it?
I want to know how impenetrable is that tower.
Well, I believe, based on the construction of it and certain defenses that it has, I believe it was at one point some sort of wizard's or mage's tower. There are some defenses that I was able to penetrate, some magical auras around it that could keep us safe.
If you were able to penetrate those defenses, though, how safe is it?
That was an insult if you didn't hear it, Esmeralda.
I mean, no offense.
Well, I have some understanding of the arcane arts. I'm no novice. If you're worried about being attacked by someone who is also well-versed in such things, then perhaps it would not be completely sound in its defense, but... As for keeping out wolves, rats, bats, and wolves.
I just want to guarantee that we're going to be able to rest and that we won't have another adventure before the night is
done. You can't guarantee that around here.
It's made of stone and has a door, so
So forget
it. It's got one step up over the cave, and then it has a door.
It has a door. Hmm.
Okay. Does anyone have a poncho while we walk through this rain? We need a damn poncho. I'll even take one made from the skins of children.
You can use the one Rafina was wearing.
Just kidding.
You can use the one Rafina was wearing for her mariachi song.
But that's not actually... It's not made out of an impenetrable substance.
Oh, no, no, not at all. It's immediately soaked. It's very heavy.
All right. Sounds like we're probably going to this tower, huh? I guess.
That seems to be the consensus. Yeah. Perfectly good cave here.
We've decided it very quickly, just like all other things.
Brushes a hand along the edge of it lovingly as you walk away.
Goodbye, safe cave.
And we should cleaned it.
And we I could go around and clean the whole thing. We don't even, it is dry. We don't have to walk through the rain for however long it takes to get this damn tower.
Should we take a vote?
Sure. Bathwack is dead, so it doesn't matter what he has to say. He's just not saying anything.
I want to go to the tower. I already said that.
Are you sure you want to?
I do. Does Will want to borrow my shield for an umbrella?
I probably can't carry it.
It's going to be my fault for what?
If anything goes wrong.
Okay.
Good. We're all agreed. Let's all blame Bathwack.
By this point, it's midnight.
And Lank is in the tower.
Yeah.
Asleep.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Uniformly spread out every 15 feet between the cave and the tower is a vampire.
No! No! I'm telling you.
All right, so you head out into the rain. Bam! Immediately soaked, all of you.
Aww.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just think we should form up in a way so that Nat's protected.
You go ahead and do that, Bathwack.
All right. Will can do whatever he wants, but...
Since that's what we're all expecting, that's really not a hindrance.
Will, you feel the first curtain of rain hit your shoulders and your fly spell runs out, and so you thump onto the ground.
Oh, damn!
It's almost as if the rain has pushed your heels into the mud.
Thumps on the ground and then slides across the grass.
The slip and slide!
The whole way to the tower. Takes off like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. He is gone.
That's a non-nutritive cereal varnish.
All right.
I don't have any dry spell. I'm very miserable right now. I'm looking at all my...
Prestidigitation dry?
No, it's just like a little... I mean, we've kind of said that before. Like, I can dry things with these puffs of air.
I would... I thought you could wet or dry something.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Even if you could,
the amount of water we're talking about, you wouldn't be able to concentrate on where you're going.
That's what I'm saying. I need to just cast several bonfires a few feet above my head. So, like, the bonfire is absorbing the rain as it falls above my head. And by the time the bonfire falls onto my head, it's gone because the rain is... But I just keep casting it. So that's how I walk through the woods.
Is so it Will apparent is lost? That Will is trying to do this?
No, I don't actually do that. That would be really stupid.
You just walk a completely different direction. You're just trying to time it just right. You burn your mustache off at one point.
Yep, probably. No!
Not the mustache.
Oh, no.
All right. So it is a thoroughly unpleasant trek through the woods.
Are we carrying the dragon skull, too?
We're rolling it on the horse.
We're rolling it. Okay.
It is on the horse.
No, I'm lying.
And the horse has wheels, so you are technically rolling it.
So it's on a horse, which is on a cart.
So, you've been traipsing through the woods these many hours, soaked to the bone. Doesn't seem to be any end to the storm in sight.
Oh. Guys, I don't feel rested.
Yeah. As we walk the whole time.
Trod, plod.
As we trod, plod.
Mm-hmm. But you do make it without extreme event to the base of this tower. It is on the shore of a cold mountain lake, enclosed by woods and rocky bluffs. You come to the lake, and you do see a trail leading off in a different direction. You would think maybe back to the main road, but you guys came sort of across through rough terrain. So you didn't come from that direction. But the trail, where it meets the lake, It continues onwards along a grass-covered causeway that stretches across the lake to an island where the tower sits. So the tower is actually on an island in the middle of the lake.
Whoa.
It does look to be in kind of rough shape. You see collapsing scaffolds clinging to one side. There are time-worn griffin statues, their wings and flanks covered with moss that perch atop buttresses that support the walls.
We're all gonna die. What are we doing? Why did we make this decision? Oh, man.
Lank tried to tell us.
I think Lank is probably the correct person.
It's all right. I've been in here before. Like I said, I told you. It's fine.
We don't even know you, sister.
I know.
We all go way back. For at least, what's it been there, guys? Like 96 hours?
Yeah, two days maybe.
We fought Strahd together. I think that brings us rather close, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Lang's easily won over.
He just wants to get inside.
Yeah. Her pants.
All right. And she leads you across the causeway. And eventually you get to the door of the tower. The door is made of iron. You immediately notice that it has no visible handles or hinges. And in the middle of the door is a large embossed symbol, a connected series of lines with 8 stick figures set around it.
Mm.
And carved into the lintel above the door is a word, Khazan. Khazan.
Khazan. I'm putting that in my bullet journal. Hang on.
All right. She gestures to you. She says, stand back. Stand back. This is the protection I was telling you about. She approaches the door, and she just places a hand on it. And the symbol lights up with a blue light along sort of the lines that are etched into it. Suddenly you see Esmeralda sort of
vaporized.
Take these various poses. She sticks one arm up and sticks one leg out, and then she assumes a different pose. Looks like very precise postures.
Stick figures.
Yes, you see that she's following the line and assuming each of these poses in order, ostensibly.
Can we laugh at her?
Is she walking like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point she does that for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, huh? Well.
Yep. Lank's inside.
Yeah. Found another way in.
But after she assumes the different poses that the lines lead to in the correct order, the door swings open.
It worked!
I'm glad we found her before we found this tower, because otherwise we would have dedicated 10 playing sessions to figuring out what the fuck is going on there. Rafina would have been really good at the dancing, though. Or the poses, or whatever. She would have made up her own, and the door would have been impressed, and it would have opened.
The picture on the front would just rewrite itself.
Yeah! It was inspired by her.
The stick figures are noticeably shorter. All right. So, beyond the door is a 5-foot square vestibule.
Oh my god, what's wrong?
A vested bull.
A vestibule.
He waves you in. His chest hair pokes out from between the gaps in his vest.
Bully vest.
All right. There's a tattered curtain at the...
So it's like, months later, we're going to find this bull skull. We're like, where did we see a bull?
quick, Will, make fun of Batwhack and somehow about this.
You're not wearing a vest. I can't think of anything.
That's Will's bullet journal. It's all just jokes to make about Batwhack related to all the different parts of your adventure.
It's a bull journal.
It all there we go.
So yes, there's this 5-foot square vestibule beyond, and at the back of it is a tattered curtain. Esmeralda goes in and pushes the curtain aside and steps in further into the tower. Does anybody follow or not follow? I guess probably.
I'm going to get in out of the rain.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I'll go in.
Which way is the kitchen?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something we're going to have access to.
Oh, I want to bring Steed in, too. Does he fit?
Yeah, he would fit in.
Good.
Barely with the skull, but you can get him in there.
Holy crap. It smells like wet horse in here. This is terrible.
Do you use prestidigitation to make it worse?
I have breezes blow the smell into Bethwack's nasal cavity.
Just make the smell around him.
Yep.
Nice. All right. So you headed. But, go ahead.
No, but he's a spirit horse.
He smells like wet horse. It was spirit rain. Spirit rain, and then your spirit horse.
All right, fine. I'll permit Steed to stink.
I think I just make it so. I mean, that's the thing. I could just.
I think Will just assumes that he stinks because it's an animal.
And then Will's I make like, the stink go near Bathwack, and I'm like, Bathwack, your horse stinks. You smell that? That's your horse. How dare you? We're all offended. Nobody else smells it, apparently.
Bathwack just takes a deep breath.
So you get into the first floor of the tower. The flagstone floor is strewn with debris, and a few old crates stand near the east wall. A 5-foot square indentation in the center of the floor contains 4 pulleys attached to taut iron chains that stretch up through a similarly sized hole in the rotted wooden ceiling. Standing next to the chains are 4 tall clay statues.
Mm. What's the deal with these statues?
What do they look like?
They're vaguely humanoid, relatively featureless.
Can we smash these things before they come to life, please?
And Esmeralda says, no, don't.
Oh, you creepy lady, no, we don't know anything about
they
you.
They serve a purpose.
No.
She steps forward to the square indentation in the floor.
Guys, we're all about to get killed. Do you realize this?
She says, up. And as she says that, the statues come to life.
Oh my god.
And they start hauling on the chains.
Oh no.
Oh, that's cool.
No.
Bathwack is happy.
I'm scared.
You hear a clattering, creaking noise from above. And eventually, you see a platform descend through the hole in the floor. To settle down in that indentation in the center of this room.
Huh.
This is the way to the kitchen, isn't it?
Unfortunately, there's no kitchen. This is not really that thorough of a living space. It more is of a place of study and rest.
How will we rest without food?
Well, I have some dry rations that I would be willing to share if you do not find yourself well equipped. Though, looking at you, I think that you're probably very well equipped. She eyes your terrarium.
Oh, I thought you were making a comment on my weight.
Your thick terrarium.
Thick with 2 C's, terrarium.
I was going to get some hot water, a way to boil some water for my twig tea, but thanks a lot.
Well, I suppose that you could kindle a fire down here. I would not recommend doing so on the higher levels. They're made of wood, and the wood is not exactly in the best of shape. The floor we're headed to is the top one. It is the most sound, but I don't know if I would encourage an open flame in there.
Very well.
So she steps onto the platform and motions the rest of you, except for the horse.
Is there a weight limit to this thing, woman? Because I don't know about this. I don't know if I want to ride it with Bathwack, who's about 500 pounds, and... probably someone else here. I don't know. Let me go up by myself at the end. After you all go up, I'll come up. Actually, I'll probably just fly up.
You just want to see if Bathwack will haul you up any kind of conveyance that goes between floors, not just stairs.
He better not.
Bathwack puts his hand on Steed's nose before going onto the platform, and Steed just kind of lays down on the ground.
Oh, poor Steed.
Is that so Steed can't smell himself?
He covers his nose.
Put in nose plugs. Yeah.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Inadvertently, it happens because his hand is just covered in mud.
Aww, track. Yeah.
I'm assuming you probably relieve him of his burden of the skull.
Can we do that? That would be pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, well, Yeah, okay, let's do that. I was a little worried we might have to make a quick escape, but maybe am I reassured looking around that we're relatively safe inside here?
This floor seems solid. The door had closed behind you. You would assume that the seal outside is intact again.
Esmeralda, what happens when you fail to do the dance?
I'm not exactly sure. I have not yet failed. I believe from my analysis of the runes carved within, there's some form of damage that you take, some significant, I believe it is lightning damage. Also, it seems to summon something, though I'm not sure what.
It summons it on the outside, yeah?
I would imagine so. That would be quite an interesting method of defense. Unless it All right. summons something that allows someone to defend themselves that they would want to have with them, I do not know.
All right. Yeah, sure, I'll untie Steed's skull.
You'll untie his skull? What the fuck kind of horse is Steed?
All right.
So Bathwack's going on to the platform. Nick says, I'll stay behind with you, Will, so you don't have to stay alone. I see what you mean about not wanting to overload this thing. And,
right?
Yeah.
She said that the floor... I love how she said the floors are not doing so well, but we're going to go to the top one. No big deal. We'll be at the top of the tower of a tower of floors that are falling apart. Sounds like the best plan in the world. I love this lady.
How high up is this thing?
The tower itself, the height of it from the outside... It's, you think, maybe 40 to 50 feet high?
Oh, that's not very high. We'll only mostly die if we fall off there.
Yeah.
From the windows you were called seeing, you'd seen four floors, so you're thinking you're probably going to the fourth floor.
Okay.
So who is staying, who's going? Is everybody else going, or is anybody staying?
I'm going.
And Lank?
You going up on the platform, yeah.
Yes, okay. All right. Esmeralda says, well, just when you are ready to go, just I'll send it down to you, and you can mount, and then just say up, like this, up. And she says up, and the platform starts to move via the golems hauling on the
Am I left behind with Nick and Bathwack again?
No, just
Okay, phew. Phew! Good.
All right. The platform... begins to rise, and it's not a smooth ride. Its movements are jerky. It doesn't feel like it's gonna snap under your weight, but it's not the most elegant of machines. And it begins to ascend to the floors above. First, you pass through the second floor. Dust and cobwebs fill this otherwise empty room, the wooden floor of which you had seen from below, is badly rotted and partially collapsed. You continue to... travel up through the tower, coming to the third floor. Time and the elements have all but destroyed this chamber, leaving a gash in the northwest wall and a slimy black mildew on the walls. The wooden floor is completely rotted and has begun to fall away in places.
Yikes.
The other floor was kind of questionable. This one, you think if you stepped on it, it would collapse. And up you go, and finally you get to the fourth floor. Unlike the levels below, this room shows signs of recent habitation, and although the place reeks of mold and mildew, it has plenty of creature comforts, including a cozy bed, a desk with matching chair.
A desk!
Yep. Suddenly Will's there.
Suddenly I am there.
Bright tapestries and a large iron stove with plenty of wood to feed it.
Hmm.
So I guess she lied to you before. You'd have to make a... fire there. Ignore what she said before. Light enters through arrow slits as well as through dirt-caked windows with broken shutters. Other features of this room include a standing suit of armor and a wooden chest. Old wooden rafters bend under the weight of the tower roof, which has somehow remained intact. Mounted to the rafters are pulleys around which hang the iron chains that support the tower's elevator platform.
Charming.
So you can,
Rafina says, "Whee! That was great! Can I go up and down again?"
Esmeralda says, well, I'm going to send it down for Will and Nick, so I suppose you could go down with it if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay. The rest of you, are you getting off?
I just ride it for the...
It comes... Will's worried about the weight. It comes down. Somehow there's more people on it.
I get off the platform.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Esmeralda sends the platform back down, and eventually it reaches the ground floor, Will. Nick steps on and looks to you expectingly.
All right. Are you all alive up there?
They are. It's so fun.
she's there. Oh, yep. Yeah, I forgot. All right, good. You're alive. Is everyone else alive up there? What is it like? Are we all going to die in the collapse of this building?
It's like you're flying.
I already know how that feels, so...
Hmm. Well, you don't actually need the magic floor then, do you?
Nope. But I guess I'll save my spell, so I'll step on.
That's right, you will.
Oh, this is terrifying.
All right.
No!
Nick says, up! He's very excited. And up it goes. It feeds off his energy, and it just shoots up through.
Like a tower of terror. You keep going up and down. Woo-hoo!
No, it's like the Willy Wonka glass elevator, and you shoot up through the ceiling.
That's right. You see some vermicious canids.
All right. No, but you eventually end up on this cozy little fourth floor of the tower.
A little too cozy. There are too many people in this one-bedroom apartment.
And apparently she was kidding about not being able to heat things up. I'm going to have twig tea for all of us in no time!
I'm surprised you didn't collect any of that mildew on our way up and make some kind of mildew tea, Ravina.
That's such a good idea, Will.
Before long, the room smells like something worse than wet horse.
No!
It's one of those smells from Will's imagination. Fills the room. So you can all settle in. Is there anything you would like to do specifically before you sleep for the night?
Oh my god, dry off. That's so miserable. Oh, I'm in such a
There is a stove mood. and Rafina's got it going.
Bernard goes and curls up next to it. I complain about the wet horse. I do have a wet dog with us, but nobody says anything. How kind. Thank you. It is my brother. He would be offended.
Don't forget that the cat is going to trot in front of the dog and lie, stretch out luxuriously in front of it, blocking its ability to get the heat.
You smell the wet dog and you realize, hey, I can make him into something that maybe doesn't smell as bad when it's wet. And you realize that's probably going to be like the spider or something like that.
Oh,
the giant spider.
Yeah. Or a frog. Wait, don't I have frog? Yeah, I could change him into something that's smaller. But I mean, I ask him if he'd rather be a dog. I ask him what he'd rather be, because that's what I'll just keep him as the dog, if he'd rather be the dog.
This is good. I like the dog.
All right, cool. Just don't shake off. That's so annoying when dogs do
he
that.
He did that already. Down on the bottom floor.
Damn it.
And so did the horse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Skull flew off, crashed into the wall, shattered.
Collapsed the tower.
Yep. Is Lank gonna do anything up here? Is he already asleep?
I think he's already asleep.
Bathwack?
I'm just gonna turn in.
Okay. Has anybody claimed the bed yet?
Lank, did you? Well, is Will ever coming upstairs? I don't think Lank would even bother.
Everybody's there now.
Yeah.
Lank wouldn't even bother. He'd just sleep on the floor.
Yeah, Riffin is curled up between the dog and the cat.
Nat's just standing in the room, just looking around.
Aww.
Oh gosh, Nat!
Will gives Nat the bed. That's fine.
Guys, don't forget about NPCs.
Yeah, let's not forget.
So you put Nat in the bed?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. What about Will?
I put Nat in the bed! It's as nice as I get!
We already figured out the bed. Saying anything else?
I don't know. I can't think of anything. Like, I'm around so many people. I can't really do anything. I don't think he told me, Swirly Man told me anything new last time. He was just kind of encouraging me, I think, right? Or discouraging me, but being an asshole. Is that right?
I think so.
I don't think he gave me any jobs to do, so, all right. Yeah. I probably sit by Bernard by the wood stove.
Okay. To go to sleep?
Yep.
Okay.
And I wake up cramped and crooked and so much more angry. It's just so much more.
Okay. All right. So you all tuck in. Esmeralda finds a spot. She doesn't fight for the bed with the little boy or anything like that. I led you all here. I got you into this tower. The bed is mine. Get out of it, you little shit. All right. Okay. So I need everyone except for Lank to make a perception check.
And I will stay asleep.
Wait, so I got a natural 20.
What's different about Lank?
Natural 20.
He's not rolling a perception check.
No, but I mean, that's all. I mean, is he sleeping somewhere different? Or
he is sleeping on a spot in the room.
Yeah, I guess you're going to find out later, Alex.
And
that's for Rafina.
There's my noise, thank you.
You're all right.
I got a 16.
18.
Yeah, okay. Rolled really well. Yay!
Yeah, hooray for perception.
Alrighty. So, Lank, I need you to roll a d20 twice. Take the higher.
I know it's going to happen. I know!
Is he getting
naked?
Take the well, the lower is a natural 1.
Oh, good.
And the higher is a 5.
All right. Add your stealth check plus 3.
Okay. That would require me knowing things about stuff. All right. So, 5 plus 5 plus 3, so 13.
Okay. And by the way, this is for your ignored 1. That's you.
Your own applause.
All right. So, all of you find yourself waking from sleep as you hear footsteps in the wooden floor. You hear a creak. Creak. And you wake up to find Lank with his hands on the holy symbol of the Morning Lord. That is, I believe, around Bathwack's neck.
Yeah.
Correct?
Ooh.
Are my eyes open or closed?
Lank, you have been aware of this. You woke up and began creeping across the floor. It was as if, just like in, remember, in Valaki, where you were aware that you were sleepwalking but not in control?
Yeah, that time that I attacked what's-his-face.
Correct, yes.
So that's not a happy memory.
No. You woke up, not in control, and began creeping across the floor and to grab this holy symbol that is around Batwack's neck.
Now, we're aware that Lank sleepwalks.
I think so, yeah. Because we knew that he did that in Valaki.
We talked to Linsky.
Yeah. And Lank's never been this intimate with me before.
No. Are we sure?
Except for that time that I was under somebody else's control and tried to kill you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Oh, that's right.
So sorry.
I'm...
Go ahead.
Is this the end of the episode, or am I going to punch him in the face?
Well.
That
depends. Because this is clearly the obvious thing that is going on in this room is that Lank is, you know, I'll wake up and see this immediately. But Rafina, you are also not distracted by this enough to notice that there is a, what looks like some sort of small, like maybe 3-4 foot long creature.
What?
Perched atop the chest of Nick. And you see this creature bare its fangs and plunge them into Nick's neck.
Into his neck?
Oh my
god.
Into
his neck.
Oh my god.
Is it a humanoid creature?
Yes.
Whoa. You guys, what's going on? Hey, stop that thing!
And with the natural 20, you're seeing this whole room, even though it's very dark and you were just asleep, but you're just suddenly aware of everything.
Whoa.
You see Will wake up. You see Lank with his hands on this holy symbol, and Bathwack wakes up to see this. Esmeralda's stirring in the corner, and you notice that Nat's bed is empty.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
this gushets of blood shoot up from Nick's neck.
Oh my god!
And this creature leans back and lets out a mournful yet high-pitched,
oh! Oh no!
Oh crap.
No.
None of us thought to check.
Oh no.
And that's where we'll end.
No!
Oh, son of a bitch!
Oh, let me check. No.
Can we change him? I like Nat!
Oh my god.
We've been with Nick longer. We've got to toss somebody out of the tower. It should probably be Nat.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but we need to turn him back.
Oh my god, this is awful. Hey, and the one thing I know about this campaign is that we will all be judged by our actions. So it's really hard because I know I'm a bad guy, but man, I wonder if there's a way to save that kid, because that would be... Like, first of all, it was really sad learning that these werewolves were just kids taken from other places.
Seriously.
And now this is a little boy werewolf. There's got... Wait! No. I thought maybe that we had something that, like, removes curses. We've got to fuck... There has to be a freaking way!
I know.
We can cure him by beheading.
Oh my god! Oh,
maybe...
Oh, sorry.
There may be something... Something to the fact that Lank is going after the holy symbol. Like, I don't know why, but, I was under somebody's control before. This may be like the Morning Lord is using Lank to get the symbol to save the day or something.
Oh my god.
Or to get punched in the face.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, what was that suggestion?
I think he's just grabbing the holy symbol because he wants to get punched in the face.
And you're going to punch him in the face and blow it.
I would also... remind you, since I reminded you that I tried to kill you that one time, I will also remind you that Lank felt really badly about that.
Drama is the most fun in D&D, I swear. It's great. Punch him right in the face, and then maybe he'll wake up, and he'll be like, no, but the holy symbol! I mean, we don't even know that it's the boy yet, but like, we can guess. Yeah.
Well, I can't, because I can't do anything on my own, but...
Oh my god. Are you trying to kill Nick?
If you want to keep this, I'm still recording, but before, you guys didn't remember, but a listener might, you had asked the werewolf if Nat had been turned into a werewolf.
Yeah.
And he said no.
No.
Yeah. He did not know. He was not aware. So
evil.
Before someone points out my plot hole, I answered that question appropriately.
He was like a drunk, so I guess he could just not be aware of stuff.
Kicking myself that we didn't think to tie him up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the zone of truth doesn't allow people to only speak absolute truths.
it's their own truth, right?
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, that's what I was going on, right? I'm like, oh, he said no, so everything's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Can anyone remove curse? I might be able to remove curse.
It's not a curse. It's not a curse, though, right?
It is a curse, because he wasn't born with it.
Yeah, like, it's gotta be something. I don't know enough about D&D. Like, there's probably listeners that are very familiar, and they're like, all you gotta do to cure a werewolf is to feed him 50 purple carrots, like Blinsky likes, the purple ones.
We're not anywhere close to powerful enough to do this stuff, I don't think. No.
Oh,
how much can we pay you to level us up so that we can?
There's gotta be a way. There's gotta be. And like, I don't wanna... Oh, man. I mean, I still feel bad about whatever the heck his name was down in the basement of the church. The vampire guy. I mean, we let him go, stupidly. Wait, no, the guy let him go, but like, our foolishness let him go. And then he attacked us in the coffin maker shop. But I still felt bad, because he was still like a dude. That's like the hard part about this stupid, shitty, depressing land.
Yeah, like, this whole world is totally messed up. Like, everything's... Yeah.
It's not just like evil creatures, it's like people that were turned into evil creatures. And so, like, this is a little boy.
It's almost as if not everything is black and white.
Yeah, god.
Well, what if we, like, paralyzed him or froze him or put him into... Like, couldn't we restrain him until we got powerful enough to uncurse him?
What do we have that's silver? Like, now it's problem solving.
Lots of
well,
that.
That'll kill him, right?
But maybe it can just make him weak or something until we can figure out what to do.
Let's just set him on fire. Maybe that will weaken him.
Yes, let's just poison him. Let's poison him. That'll cure him.
Oh,
let's throw
him
out the window. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you cast fly on him and just keep him in midair until we get to a place where we can uncurse him?
Oh, this is awful.
Like he'll be a balloon.
I like the idea of it. The idea of imagining him on the vomit comet, just like floating around in the air, like trying to claw at you, but sort of spinning around. And...
a wear balloon.
Like in the middle of that video by OK Go, okay, you know. Go. Mm-hmm. It's like a werewolf in the background. He's just spinning around.
A werewolf boy. A teen wolf, if you will.
A teen wolf.
He's not a teen, unfortunately.
No. I hate it. I hate everything.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Rafina's going back to the Bear Toggle River.
Yeah.
Screw this.
Rafina's just like suddenly like, I don't want to be here. And she leaves. Yep.
And she's like, what? She is truly like a mixture of Phoebe Buffay and Kenneth from 30 Rock.
Who has unusually strong powers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm really nervous now. Like, it's true. If Rafina ever just had that whim, she'd be gone.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't want to be here. Like, really, you'd be gone.
Probably.
Yeah.
Until you realize that, you basically don't want to be anywhere in this world. Yeah.
I have an immovable rod. It's the only thing.
I know. So we can get him to swallow it and then.
Right. Or just shove it through his ribs.
Oh, God.
No. The immovable rod. You could have him levitate with the cast fly and then have him be sitting on the immovable rod so that when the cast fly runs out, he's still on the rod.
But then he can't go anywhere.
But then he can't go anywhere because it's just going to stay right there.
It's not just the Y dimension. It's also X and Z.
No, but he'll be... No, but he can... We just need him to be somewhere where he can't, chew on people.
Also, fly just means he can fly. So then you'll have a flying werewolf kid that you'll have to fight.
Oh, no!
It's not like an RC plane.
He wouldn't stay on the rod.
It's super gruesome, but I really love this idea of impaling someone with the immovable rod. They're just like stuck in the
somehow
air.
Somehow fixing it super into their cool body. Yeah.
Oh, God.
How happy you are, weirdo.
You know, it doesn't happen in action movies very often.
No.
I've never seen an immovable rod in action
movie. I would like to see a scene with Jackie Chan and an immovable rod. That would actually be really cool.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.